Welcome to Grasp 21. This is our Grasp Verse of the Week for September 19th. The verse is Hebrews chapter 9 and verse 14. How much more shall the blood of Christ, who through the eternal Spirit offered himself without spot to God, purge your conscience from dead works to serve the living God? The very first three words of this verse shows a comparison where it begins with how much more. A comparison with the blood of Christ with that which is mentioned before, which is the blood of bulls and goats. Of course, when it says how much more, it shows that the blood of Christ is better than that of the bulls and goats that were under the old covenant. Now, the theme of the book of Hebrews is that the new covenant is better than the old. The reason the new is better really comes down to one factor, and that is the one that brought about the new covenant, and that is Jesus Christ. According to Hebrews chapter 10 and verse 1, the law was a shadow of the good things to come and not the very image. So what was the image? Hebrews chapter 1 quickly declares Jesus Christ, the Son of God, to be the express image of God. In verses 2 and 3, the writer names seven things that shows the superiority of Jesus Christ. He is the heir of all things. He is the creator of all things. He has come in the brightness of his glory, the express image of his person. He upholds all things by the word of his power. He has purged our sins. And finally, he reigns with all authority. This first chapter emphasized that Christ is better than the angels. He has a greater name than they, and the fact that the angels of God worship Jesus Christ. Angels are mere ministering spirits, but Christ was destined to reign with all authority. Jesus was not just a representative of God, but Jesus was God manifested in the flesh. The writer, to show this point, quoted from Psalm 45, verses 6 and 7, and offered it as proof of Christ's humanity as well as his deity. Angels were just created beings, but Jesus Christ was the creator. Hebrews proceeds to show the superiority of Jesus Christ over prophets, over Moses, and over Aaron. These represented key proponents of the old covenant. Every aspect of the superiority of the new covenant hinges upon the preeminence of the one upon whom the new covenant is established, and that is Jesus Christ. One of the evidences presented by the writer in Hebrews 1 is that Christ purged our sins. Our verse of the week in Hebrews chapter 9 and verse 14 speaks of the purging of our conscience by Jesus Christ. It also helps establish the theme that the reason the results, New Testament salvation, is superior to that of the Old Testament is that Christ was a more perfect sacrifice. Vincent's word studies in the New Testament points out that Christ's sacrifice was superior to that of bulls and goats in two ways. Number one, It was voluntary. Christ's sacrifice was a self-sacrifice. Did not Jesus say, I lay down my life and I take it up again? Secondly, Vincent said that Christ's sacrifice was a spotless sacrifice, true to our verse of the week that says, without spot, meaning that Jesus was sinless, perfectly righteous, whereas the legal substitutionary sacrifices of the Old Testament were only physically unblemished, Jesus was morally and spiritually pure. Because the sacrifice of Christ was such, the effect of the sacrifice reaches deeper to the very moral and spiritual nature of mankind, purging the conscience from dead works to serve the living God. Hebrews chapter 10, verses 1 through 4 says this, the law having a shadow of good things to come, and not the very image of the things, can never with those sacrifices which they offered year by year continually make the comers thereunto perfect. For then would they not have ceased to be offered, because that the worshipers, once purged, should have no more conscience of sins. But in those sacrifices, speaking of the old covenant, there is a remembrance again made of sins every year. For it is not possible that the blood of bulls and of goats should take away sins. No wonder our verse of the week, Hebrews 9:14, begins with the words, how much more? The sacrifice of Jesus Christ made the way for complete liberty from the cause and effect of sin upon our inner man. Jesus confirmed this according to John chapter 8, verse 38, when he said, if the Son, therefore, shall make you free, ye shall be free indeed. Our song of the week is a song entitled Wounded for Me. I found it in an old hymnal. The music in the first verse were written by Reverend W.G. Ovens. Wounded for me, wounded for me. There on the cross, he was wounded for me. Gone my transgressions, and now I am free. All because Jesus was wounded for me. Then second verse, dying for me, dying for me. There on the cross, he was dying for me. Now in his death, my redemption I see. All because Jesus was dying for me. Let's pray. Thank you, Lord Jesus, that you willingly gave your life for my sins. You died in my place. I deserved it, but you willingly took it. I today am unworthy of even one drop of your precious, sinless, spotless blood that was shed in my place. Thank you for making remission of sins possible to me and the purging of my conscience from dead works to serve the living God. I pray today by your grace that I will be a living testimony of the power and effectiveness of your perfect sacrifice. Today, all my hope is in you, and I thank you for it. In Jesus' name, amen.
One church, one God, one gospel. Southern Oaks United Pentecostal Church.